Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Brockton Bob here again with part 3 of my series on how I cut the cable cord. In this episode, I'll talk about how I use my external Western Digital hard drive to save all my favorite TV episodes of the shows I like. Now, in episode 2, I told you that I have the Netgear Digital Entertainer Live as my second set-top box, with the Roku 2 XD being my first set-top box. Now, the great thing about the Netgear box is that it has 2 USB ports. By the way, the Roku box has 1 USB port, but it doesn't support many video codecs, so I don't really use it. I stick with the Netgear box. The Roku box only supports MP4 video, whereas the Netgear box supports almost every video codec around. I like the AVI codec because it saves a lot of space on my hard drive, and the picture quality is pretty good. Now, how do I get my favorite programs on my box? Well, I go to a website called eztv.it. So that's www.eztv.it. Now, this site has only television series and some documentaries for download. On this site, you scroll through the shows by the day that they are uploaded, or you can click on the search bar that has a drop-down list of all the shows that are offered. If you click on a show and hit the enter key, you are presented with a list of all the episodes for the current and past seasons. So, I like Dirty Jobs, so I download the episodes and put them in a folder that is labeled what season they are. I have all the episodes starting with season 1 all the way up to the current episodes. Now, these episodes are all uploaded by members as soon as the new episode is released. So if you cut the cable cord, and most of the shows are on EZTV for download in minutes after they air. Using this website, you can create a vast library of TV and cable TV series. One thing you do need to have is a BitTorrent client. I use Transmission myself on a Linux Mint laptop. When all the episodes I want are downloaded, all I do is plug my hard drive into my laptop and copy them to the hard drive, putting them in their respective folders. Then the next step is to plug into your Netgear box and start it up. When you plug it in and start it up, you'll see your USB drive listed, and all you have to do is click on the browse button of all your folders and pick an episode to play. By the way, all the episodes from EZTV have the commercials removed, that's nice. A side note on some of the episodes. Some of the episodes you might want were not uploaded in the codec you want. So how would you fix them? Well, I use Linux, so I use the program FFmpeg. This is a terminal program, meaning you run it from the terminal. I know a lot of people don't like to use the terminal, especially new users. I use this program in the terminal to convert everything to the AVI codec. If you don't use the terminal, or if you don't run Linux, have no fear. There is a GUI program that runs on Linux and Windows. It's called WinFF. You can download that, and it will easily convert everything you want to any format you want. It's got presets. All you do is click on the presets and hit go. So hopefully, this short series will help you out. I hope you give it a try. If you need help, just Google anything I've talked about. You'll find it on the web. In a future episode, I plan on telling you how to get FFmpeg on your Linux computer and I plan on doing a few easy commands to convert videos to the codec you want. So thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.